dancing in on the party line, the Monticello party line. With Sarah and Maggie and Lori and Paul, and Cecil and Curly, Louisa and all. Each morning at your radio, all your good friends are saying hello. From Texas to Maine, our great friendship chain. We're friends on the party line. Oh, come with the men on the party line. Come on.
Hello, party liners. Right now, before I forget it, I want to thank you for the many interesting letters and comments that we've received lately. A lot of them on the subject of Marilyn Owens and her problem, which we hope is very happily solved now. Your warm and friendly letters mean a great deal to all of us, and I thought I'd take this opportunity to thank you on behalf of your friends at the Caldwell Company and your friends on the line. Just at this moment, Clem and Aggie are discussing the unhappy outcome of Curly's innocent slip of the tongue concerning the horseshoe game which David Hunter lost to Carlton Ross.
I don't know, Clem.
Huh?
I can see where Christy might feel bad about knowing that David had to call her up just because he lost the horseshoe game. Yet, I don't know. Seems a shame making such a to-do over a little joke like that.
Well, my dear, just put yourself in Christy's place if you can.
That's what I've been trying to do, Clem. I always try to do that when I wonder about other people's problems. And I think she ought to forgive and forget.
That's a noble thought. But how would you like to be one in a horseshoe game?
How would I like to be one in a horseshoe game?
Sure, that's how David come to call Christy up in the first place. That was his penalty for losing the game. Well, there you are. She was practically won in a horseshoe game.
Dear me. Well, just the same, I believe I'd rather be won in a horseshoe game, Clem, than not won at all.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there were a lot of sense in that, Aggie. However, we know that Christy doesn't agree with this view of the matter at all. In a moment, we'll see a new development, so stay on the line. And in the meantime, may I have your attentive ear? Tell me, party liners, how many of you feel as though you have an upset stomach right now? Well, what are you going to do about it? Listen, please, now while I make a statement that your own doctor would probably confirm. If you're troubled with an upset stomach due to sluggishness, it won't help you very much to get only temporary relief. What you want to do is to get at the cause of your upset feeling. Now, you may consider this a peculiar statement for a laxative manufacturer to make, but nevertheless, we make it in your own interest. Now, in the case of persistent or severe cramps in the stomach, don't administer any laxative at all, but call in your doctor and let him find out the cause. It may be appendicitis. However, a case of upset stomach is frequently due to slightly out-of-kilter inner workings. And for a condition of sluggishness of this kind, Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative center compound is ideal because it does away with sluggishness mildly and gently. Now remember, for ordinary out-of-kilter inner workings, there is no help quite so sensible and so delicious tasting as Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin. Get a bottle of this remarkable family medicine at your drugstore today. It's right for young and old and everybody in between. Dr. Caldwell's Syrup Pepsin. When Lori Parker failed to make Christy Warren see that she should forgive David for the incident of the horseshoe game, she persuaded Christy to take a walk with her down to Wintergreen's drugstore on the square, where Lori's husband, Paul, was working this evening. On the way down, the girls talked about Marilyn Owens and her brother, Carlton, whom Christy knows only as the young man who put David up to calling her for a date the other day. Now, as the girls are sitting at the counter enjoying something unusual in the way of a Sunday, the street door opens and in walks Carlton Ross. But the girls, absorbed in their Sundays, failed to notice the newcomer for a moment.
Now, aren't you glad you came down to the square with me, Christy?
I'm glad now, but I probably won't sleep tonight after eating this. It's delicious, Paul.
Thank you. I bow on behalf of the house. Well, look who's here. Hiya there, Carl.
Hello, Paul.
Christy, here he is. Who is he?
Well, where have you been lately? I haven't seen you for about a week.
No, Carlton.
Well, we've been pretty busy, I guess.
Well, Mr. Ross, nice of you to notice your friend.
Well, hi, Laurie. I didn't know that was you sitting there.
Hey, I think I was entertaining a couple of village bells while my wife was at home washing the dishes.
No, Paul, I just didn't recognize the new hat, I guess. It's very cute.
Oh, thank you, Carl. There, you see, Paul, some men can appreciate something new in a hat.
Yes, darling, but you're not something new in a hat to me. You're just my wife.
Oh, please.
Oh, pretty weak joke, Parker.
Oh, my goodness. I beg your pardon, Christy. I don't think you know Carlton, do you?
No, I don't think I do.
Oh, say, I'm sorry.
Christy, Mr. Ross. Carlton, Miss Warren.
I'm very glad to know you, Mr. Ross.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that name.
Oh, Carlton, you've heard me talk about Christy Warren.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you're Christy Warren.
Yes, and you're Carlton Ross.
Yeah, that's my name.
I've been telling Christy about you, Carl.
I have, eh? Now, what's the right answer to that remark?
Well, now you're supposed to say, I've heard a lot about you, too.
Oh, sure, that's right. Well, as a matter of fact, you know, I have been hearing a lot about you.
Well, now that that's over, sit down and join the party, why don't you?
Well, thanks, Paul. I guess I will.
Here, I'll take my purse off this perch.
No, never mind, Laurie. I guess there's an empty place down here next to Miss Warren.
Oh, quite empty, yes.
Well, what do you have, fellow? You know, this one's on the house. I'm not high-pressuring for a sale. A soda? Sunday? Coke?
For me?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, thanks. Nothing, I guess. Glass of water will be all right.
Oh, don't be silly. Why don't you order the best thing on the list? Paul isn't often as generous as this.
Why don't you have one of these? They're terribly good.
Well, I don't know.
Have a Coke.
Nope, I don't want anything. You go ahead, girls. Don't wait on me. And listen, Paul, not so much of that marshmallow goo on mine. I'd rather have caramel.
Say, what the dickens? You just said you didn't want anything.
Who did? Not me. I want one of those poisonous-looking things the girls are eating.
You've been working so hard, you're getting absent-minded, Carlton.
Well, now, if you don't eat this after I assemble it for you, I'll pour it down your throat.
Who said I wouldn't eat it? Don't be silly. Well, I hear you're teaching over at the high school, Miss Warren.
Yes, I'm trying to.
Mm-hmm. What do you teach?
You know, Carl, I told you. English.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What brand of English? Composition? Literature?
Freshman English. That includes a little of everything, including a daily course of teaching for the teacher.
Do you like teaching?
Oh, yes, I'm crazy about it.
Oh, Christy's a wonderful teacher, Carl. She was just born for it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yes, you were. Christy's going to be just the kind of teacher we used to be in love with when we were in school. You know, the kind that makes you want to read and learn everything there is to know in the world.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Well, here you are. You better clean it up, too.
Boy, is that a masterpiece. How much, Paul?
Oh, nothing this time. It's a free sample. We're giving these away tonight, Mr. Ross, to encourage you to give us your patronage in the future. When you think of Sundays, think of us.
But I believe I can improve on that slogan. Now, listen. When you think of Sundays, think of us. But don't think of us only on Sundays. We're open all week long. Oh, why didn't I go into the advertising business?
I think you've just illustrated why.
I think Mr. Ross' slogan was very good, Paul.
Well, thank you, Miss Warren. Allow me to give you one of these little pecans for my Sunday in token of my appreciation.
Oh, it had verb, dash, and a surprise twist. Three essentials, if I remember correctly, of an advertising slogan that sells.
Well, good.
Anybody know what time it is?
Well, it's about 9 at the most.
Oh,
5.
Well, do they lock the doors at your house if you're not in by 9 o'clock?
No, but I've still got some work to do tonight. Papers to grade.
Oh, papers to grade. The fate of the younger generation hangs in the balance, and here you sit calmly eating double fluff sundaes. And thus have tyrants behaved since the beginning of time.
I can imagine what a tyrant Christy is. She'll probably give them all A's just because she thinks writing isn't any indicator of intelligence or character.
Yeah, probably.
As a matter of fact, I'm not going to grade them that way at all. I think that's a silly system.
Here, a reformer in our midst.
Well, I don't exactly mean to be a reformer, but in science, don't we continually adopt new and better methods if we can discover them?
Well, yes, naturally.
Well, it's just as natural that we should adopt better methods in teaching when we find them, too.
Oh, yes, I think you're absolutely right. Say, tell me something about your new method of teaching, Miss Warren. Sounds darn interesting. I always have thought teaching could be modernized just the same as everything else nowadays.
Perhaps because the discussion of new methods in teaching was not finished at the same time as the Sundays, or perhaps for no such reason at all, Carlton finds himself escorting Miss Christy Warren home about 20 minutes later.
It's very nice of you to walk out here with me, Mr. Ross. I really wouldn't have minded walking alone.
Well, I trust you. don't mind my walking with you.
Well, hardly. I love to walk and I love to talk.
That's funny. You know, they happen to be two of my favorite pastimes, too.
And I understand you're quite an expert at pitching horseshoes.
What? Oh, yeah, we pitch a game now and then just for the exercise.
And for the ingenious little bets that sometimes stimulate your interest in that wholesome, old-fashioned game.
Well, now that you've brought up the subject yourself...
I shouldn't have, but somehow I couldn't help it.
You know, Dave's an awfully good friend of mine.
Dave?
Yeah, David Hunter.
Oh, yes. Not quite so good at pitching horseshoes as you are, I believe. Mm,
I know, that was a silly darn thing, and it was all my fault.
Well, what was all your fault, Mr. Ross?
Well, this mess we're talking about. It was my idea, you know, telling David he'd have to call you up as a penalty if he lost the game.
But now it's perfectly all right, really. I take the whole thing as a joke. But I do think it's very kind and very loyal of you to try to excuse Mr. Hunter by taking all the blame yourself.
No, that wasn't what I was driving at all. I just think it's so darn silly to make so much of the whole thing.
Exactly. That's why I think we ought to forget it. We were having a very nice time before I was foolish enough to mention it.
Yeah, but you see, I know that David feels pretty bad about it.
Oh, why should he? You can tell him for me that I see now the whole thing was just a prank, just a cute little joke, and I've forgotten it entirely.
Well, I certainly will tell him. He'll feel a lot better about it, too. You know, Dave's a funny fella. He hasn't taken an interest in any girl for a long time now until he met you. And that's why he felt so darn bad about it when everything went wrong.
But nothing's wrong, I promise you. I've forgotten about it, and he can do the same thing. I'll harbor no malice.
Ah, that's swell. You know, I'd like you to meet my sister. What if you and David arranged to come to dinner over at our house one of these days,
Mr. Hunter and I?
Yeah, I think you'd like my sister.
I'm sure I'd love to meet your sister, Mr. Ross. But may I come sometime when Mr. Hunter won't be there?
Why? I thought you said you decided to forget all about this misunderstanding.
Oh, I have. But that means I've forgotten about Mr. Hunter, too, of course. I'm afraid we're temperamentally unsuited to be very good friends. So, if you don't mind, do you think your sister and you would invite me sometime when Mr. Hunter isn't coming? I think he's paid his full penalty by this time. He shouldn't have my company forced on him again.
Made no more headway than Laurie did in persuading Christy to forget her anger and to forgive David Hunter. Tonight's first meeting of Carlton and Christy is to have a result neither one of them could have guessed. And in the meantime, Curly is spending unhappy hours pondering what's to be done to make up for his unhappy mistake. Party liners, let's just spend a quick half minute on a personal quiz program of our own. You ask yourself this question, and then you yourself answer it. When you don't feel well, do you just treat the symptom of what seems to be wrong with you instead of getting at the cause? Do you, for instance, treat an upset stomach with a remedy that might make you feel well for a few hours and then leave you feeling worse than ever? Go to your doctor and ask him what is really wrong. And ask him about regularity as a first step to your general well-being. Keep regular. Build the habit of regularity with Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin combined with laxative senna compound. Here is a medicine with remarkable ingredients. A sensible help for the whole family. Let syrup pepsin be your answer to regularity. It's the pleasant, effective road for every member of the family, from baby to grandpa. Ask your druggist for Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin today. Syrup pepsin is spelled S-Y-R-U-P, syrup, P-E-P-S-I-N, pepsin. Dr. Caldwell's syrup pepsin. On Monday, Curly makes a touching plea to Christy Warren. See you Monday, party liners, and in the meantime, we hope you have a very pleasant, restful weekend. And remember to watch your health!